Good evening. Everyone doing well tonight? Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Excellent. We live in a society that is crazed with success. It could be financial portfolio. It perhaps could be someone's SAT or ACT score or their athletic prowess. What is success? What does God teach us about success? And how does this relate to our life of prayer and our relationship with the Lord, our prayer-hearing God? God called Joshua and his people to a very high and certain calling. It reminds Joshua, as he is commissioned and leading the Lord's people, in Joshua 1, "Be strong and courageous, for you shall cause this people to inherit the land that I swore to their fathers to give them." This is covenant promise he had made. "Only be strong and very courageous, being careful to do according to all the law that Moses, my servant, commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may have success wherever you go. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened. Do not be dismayed. For the Lord," that's the covenant name of God, "for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." Here is God's ingredients for true success. And he speaks of a success here in whatever we do, related even to our life of prayer. Success is tethered not to our bank account or to the type of wheels that we drive or ride in our car. It's not tied into our academic prowess or athletic ability. Instead, here God is very clear on what is the measure of success. And it has to do with our relationship with His Word and our obedience by His grace and truth to His Word. He instructs Joshua, as leading the people, to not depart from His Word, to not lay it aside. You can imagine the humongous task of leading God's people into a land of enemies, a land that is largely fortified in many respects, with a untrained, largely uneducated group. How Joshua would be tempted to turn to the world's ways, to count the number of people, to look at their supplies or their weaponry. Instead, what they're called to examine is their own relationship with the Lord with respect to the Word of our living God. For what is the measure of true success? Do not turn from it, the law of God, to the right hand or to the left, that you may have good success. Young people among us, older people, what is the definition of success? It's related to our relationship with the Word of God and our obedience, our conformity of our lives to it, our submission to it, our seeking to not depart from it. He elaborates, going back to other imagery in the Scriptures, from the book of Psalms especially, "The book of the law shall not depart from your mouth." You know, it's to be the very things over which we discuss. Indeed, even more than that, it's something that we shall meditate upon. It's what we think about. It's where our souls gravitate to. It is to God, to His Word, that we may meditate on it day and night. Not only do we need to get into the Word, but the Word of God is to get into us and change us as we meditate, as we, and this is not an Eastern type of meditation. This is a biblical meditation on the truth of the Word of God by the help of the Holy Spirit, led by the truth of God and His Word, so that we may be careful by His grace to be doers of His Word, not merely hearers, that we may be careful. That requires intentionality. We must pay close attention to do according to all that is written. What instruction there is for us here about success. Jeremy Taylor, a leader of the Anglican Church in the early to mid 1600s, a minister of the gospel, says this about success with respect to prayer. We can but do our endeavor, and he's talking about praying, our praying endeavor. We can but do our endeavor and pray for a blessing. And this is in the context of his acknowledgement that what's needed is God's blessing. We can but do our endeavor and pray for a blessing and then leave the success to God. And he calls us in prayer to faithfulness, knowing that the hearer, the omnipotent God who is able to do beyond all that we can ask or think or imagine, is able to take our prayers, weak and feeble though they be. As we're praying according to His Word, which is the great principle of prayer, praying Scripture back to the Lord, our Scriptures being punctuated, infused, inflamed by the truth of God's Word, of who He is and how He has revealed Himself, and seeking to follow after Him, to be careful to do according to all that is written there in His Word. And the promise is that there will be success, maybe not in the world's eyes. Our bank accounts perhaps may not be larger, our wallets may not grow in size, but our souls and what counts as true wealth and riches can grow by His grace, that we may have good success. So may this inflame our prayers and encourage us to give ourselves to the Lord in prayer, and to be those whose prayers are marked by the Word of God. Have I not commanded you, he says in his concluding words to Joshua, be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened. Do not be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. This covenant promise that God would be with him is in relation to his being with the Lord, as it were, as God has spoken and revealed through his Word, his law, to Joshua. This passage begins with the promise of the presence of the Lord, and will end here, where the Lord promises Joshua that he indeed is with him. Hang in there with me for 1 second. Where he promises in verse 5, just as I was with Moses, so I will be with you. And indeed, we have a greater presence of the Lord Jesus himself, who comes as we know him by faith and repentance and indwells us and makes us new and lives within us by his Spirit, so that we can cry out to God Almighty, Abba, our Father who's in heaven. But let's go to our God with thankful prayer and acknowledgement of His great mercy and His power. Let's begin with a season of praise to our glorious God. And let's pray all together as His people, one after another, extolling Him for who He is and for the guidance and truth, the power of His living Word. Let's pray together, bringing our praise to the Lord.